I'm one of an elite group in Gustavus that deals with the hydro issue, and we're known as locally as the Power Rangers.
Jim Muscoviac is also a longtime resident, once mayor, writer, and co-owner of an electric car. He's hiked 3 miles up 700 vertical feet to the source of his community's power.
You know, looking at the water above the dam here and realizing that that's what's powering my car right now.
Muscoviac estimates there are over a dozen electric cars in the community of 400 plus people. He also says electric heat pumps are popularizing. And now the Park Service, who runs solely on diesel, wants a piece of the green energy too.
What I call the big extension cord.
Philip Hoogie is superintendent of Glacier Bay National Park. He's at park headquarters. That extension cord will be about 9 miles long, cost up to $7 million of already appropriated federal dollars, and in 2 years, make the park part of Gustavus' power grid.
We're the largest employer in Gustavus, but I'm also a community member. My house is there in the center of town, and my wife's on the school board. I have two kids in the school, and so we're pretty integrated in with the community.
Like Muscoviac, Hoogie and the Park Service love lowering their carbon footprint. But like many of us, they also like low rates. And right now, that is not happening in Gustavus. With rates at 40-plus cents per kilowatt hour, one business owner I spoke to is moving his business to Juneau, where rates are less than half that. The reason for this high rate are complicated. The biggest reason is that Falls Creek itself occasionally freezes in winter, and sometimes it loses volume in dry summers. Whenever this happens, diesel generators fire up.
I can hear the diesel power plant from my house.
Barb Miranda is mayor of Gustavus.
And on those quiet winter days, you can hear it throughout town.
But the freezing creek is out of anyone's control. What's at stake now is how connecting the park is going to affect the community. The park has its diesel generators, which could help the town if its generators are down or the other way around. And what about smart metering and variable rates to charge electric cars at night? At this point, Mayor Miranda wants Gustavus to have a seat at the table with the Park Service, Alaska Power and Telephone, and the Regulatory Commission before the summer is over.
And reach some kind of common understanding of what the project entails and what its ramifications are going to be on the citizens of Gustavus.
But right now, it's summertime. The fish are jumping, the living is easy, the creek is flowing, and there's enough clean energy for everyone. In Gustavus, I'm Scott Burton.